spaces between stars are vast. So vast that man's journeys between them must be counted in lifetimes, bound as his universe is by the restrictions of light speed. His influence extends little beyond his own solar system and its asteroid belt. And contact with those colonies spread thinly around the nearer star systems has been all but lost. It survives only in the form of a complex trade network, which extends across generations as the unmanned shuttles pull their cargo trains across the interstellar distances. But as time passes, some worlds grow so much in self-interest that they lose their feel for the future. The long-term plans of the space trade hold little attraction for them, and the backward slide begins. The cargo shuttles continue to coast between systems, but now, without exception, they pass one world by. Into the spaceways, from an impossible direction, comes a satellite, not of man's making. It scans around itself continuously, checking and comparing signals of all wavelengths, discarding all that is random or natural. When at last it finds the planetary activity it is looking for, the inboard computer triggers a sequence of maneuvers, deflecting it into a stellar orbit and bringing heat-absorbing surfaces to bear. Energy is absorbed. Energy now to spare. And as its surplus floods the cold ship, the voyagers stir, waking from a hibernation of 100 years. As they stretch bent muscles and claw at sticking ice, the ship is observing, collecting, learning. It sees a world of ice and water with a single landmass. And on that landmass, a single sprawling city. It wants that city with all the hunger in its mechanical soul. Far above a world that knows nothing of how to care, the hunter's moon turns in the sky.
Hunter's Moon, an 8-part science fiction serial written by Steve Gallagher. Episode 1. When Central fell, the city was left open to anarchy. At least that's what the police elite anticipated and what the citizens feared. It didn't happen. The underbelly, that teeming mass of humanity outside city limits on the other side of the river, was far too well organized to see the opportunity pass by. Its council of leaders offered a truce in return for a fair election of government, and the elite were naive enough to think it was a good deal. That left a dead computer, a dead citizen, and Randall. The underbelly wanted a hero, and the citizens wanted a scapegoat. So Randall was unlucky. After all, Mitchell was dead and couldn't trade on reverence. Randall could be much more dangerous.
28 degrees east of north. Correct for movement of the ice flow, that's 32 degrees. Last beacon from the base was...
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Sorry, it's the wind. Here, I brought you a cup of something.
A cup of what?
Oh, I don't know. The labels have all peeled off the dispensing machine.
They're no indication anyway. Is this it?
I've spilt most of it. The sea's pretty rough.
It'll get rougher when we start cutting into the ice. This your first time over the cap?
I've served on an ice cutter before.
Yes. but never on the Ice Palace run. There isn't another like it. There it is. That's the first thick flow. Now you'll see some real cutting.
Where exactly is the Ice Palace, anyway?
It drifts with the great mass of the ice. See the screen? That's the Ice Palace beacon. It's what we have to follow.
I know where it is, but I don't know what it is.
And you don't need to know. All we have to do is find the place, unload the supplies, and break our way out again.
Sounds dull.
Oh, you'll have enough excitement if the men from the palace try to storm the ship like they did about 3 years ago. The mate had to fight them back from the hatchway with a handgun. It was only that and the shields which stopped us from being overrun.
What do you mean?
Never mind what I mean. Just keep your eyes open when we unload and make sure we don't take back more than we arrive with.
The Ice Palace? So it's more like a prison?
You're catching on.
Well, I don't like it.
Nobody asked you to like it, mister. You're just paid to do it. And next time you bring me anything from the dispensers, make sure you know what it is and that it's full when it arrives.
I only thought it...
First mate, don't think. The captain does all the thinking, and then only when he has to. Otherwise, he does his job. He doesn't ask any questions, and he doesn't give any opinions. Got that, mister?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, sir.
That's right. With only two of us on board, I may run a relaxed ship, but I won't have it a sloppy one. When you understand that, we'll get along well together. You, me, and the ship's computer. Do your soul searching in your own time at home.
Yes, sir.
And stand easy. You'll wear the paint off the bulkhead if you stare at it like that. Just remember that this is a professional operation. Whatever we may feel about the men out in that hellhole doesn't come into it. If you want to keep your conscience happy, remind yourself that our supplies are all that keep them alive.
Don't try.
Don't try. Just do it. And check the angle of inclination. I think we've got a slight list.
Won't the ship's computer compensate?
Not if it's a fault in the stabilizers.
A definite starboard list of 5 degrees. All other systems normal.
If it isn't a fault, the cargo may have shifted. You'll have to go below and check.
Right. Anything else while I'm down there?
Yes, see if you can find a couple of cans of squeeze. Anything's better than this lousy machine coffee.
Hello? Bridge? I'm in number 4 hole.
Not so loud. You almost blew the screws out of the speaker.
Sorry, sir. Is that better?
What's the position with the stabilizers?
Well, nothing shows on any of the telltales, and the cargo hasn't moved at all.
And then we're probably riding a ridge of ice on the port side. I'll make a correction and try to break away. If it doesn't work, we'll just have to live with it.
Right. Anything else while I'm down here?
No, I don't think so. I assume you're familiar with the workings of the hatchway and the slide?
I've used one like it before. You just stand back and the automatic winch does all the work.
Yes, that's right. Your main job will be to watch the ice. Remember what I told you. Check that the cargo's fastened down before you come back to the bridge. You don't want it shifting on top of the trouble we've already got.
Will do.
And get a move on. It's about time somebody else suffered watching the ice gauges.
Right. Killing talk back.
You find any cans of squeeze?
Sorry. I forgot to look. Shall I go back?
No, I'll go down myself in a minute. Come and take over from me. I'm starting to see double.
What have I got to watch?
You know the basic console layout. The only extra one's that sonic scanner showing the edge thickness of the ice. Use your own judgment to use the leads and weaknesses to follow the course plotted on that screen over there.
What if I go wrong?
Ship's computer will let you know about it. If the computer doesn't, I certainly will.
Yes, sir.
And relax. Follow your intuition if it's strong enough. That's the reason why the computer isn't doing it all. You happy with that?
I think so. Where will you be if I need you?
Just put out a general call on ship's intercom, then I'm bound to hear it. I'm going to see if I can find some squeeze.
Where? In the cargo?
Squeeze for the Ice Palace? That's a joke. There's nothing in that cargo but cladding and piping, and it's the worst quality you're ever likely to see. Don't ask me what they do with it, or what they eat.
Fish? There can't be anything else.
No, there isn't a fish within a 200-mile radius of the camp. The sea was sterilized to prevent them having any measure of independence, and there's nothing tough enough to live on that ice without the fish to prey on.
I can see now why they tried to storm the ship. Does anybody ever leak?
In theory, it's possible, but I've never seen it. Look it up in the manual if you're interested in the procedure. Do you want anything from down below?
Oh, I don't think so. I'll call if I need anything.
Yes, do that. Now watch out for the blast when I open the door.
What happened to the shielding on the walkway?
It broke down in the last bad storm. I can't get them to replace it. They say the vessel's out of date and not worth renovating.
My ship.
Open this door.
Get it open before we break it down.
What's the panic?
Randall's missing, that's a panic.
Missing? Missing where?
If we knew that, he wouldn't be missing.
He's somewhere out on the ice cap. Lobo and Willis are missing as well.
So, what's it to you? I thought you wanted to get rid of Randall anyway.
That's something else. Right now, we want to know what he's doing.
What makes you think I'd know?
You were there when he arrived in the crate, and you were there when he woke up. What did you tell him about the ice palace?
Just the usual, nothing else.
Now, come on, Worm. We know what you're like with a captive audience. What exactly did you tell him?
All right, I'll tell you, but will you close that door? There's a hell of a draught from the passageway.
Close it, Burke.
Here you are.
Now, Worm, spill.
Start with the recovery room.
We got the icebreaker delivery a couple of shifts back. The usual kind of shipment, just pipe cladding and nothing else, except this oversized crate like a coffin. I caught on straight away.
Stick to the truth.
Well, Willis was actually the first one to realize they'd sent us another prisoner. So we carried it up to the recovery room and sent for the doc.
We being who?
Me, Willis and Lobo. The doc came and we opened the crate, and we all saw it was a citizen they sent us. And I... Willis started getting suspicious.
Did he say why?
Not right away. Not to me, anyway. Doc pulled all the needles out of the citizen's arm, and 10 minutes later, Lobo was walking him around, trying to get the blood back into his legs.
How did Randall take it?
Damn well. Too well for a citizen. That's what made Willis think he might be police or a spy or something.
What do you think?
Could be. I don't know.
Why are you getting so worried, anyway?
Because something stinks. Because there's got to be some reason for Randall to be dumped in this hellhole on top of the world, and I want to know what it is. Until I know that, I don't want him skulking around anywhere I can't see him.
If he's on the surface of the ice, he won't be skulking around. He'll be dead. There's a big storm coming up.
You think we don't know? We were out on pipeline repair when it started. We got driven in when the weather turned bad.
Except that Randall didn't come in with us. Willis turned round in the hatchway and disappeared into the blizzard when he saw Randall was missing, and 5 minutes later, Lobo followed them.
They'll all freeze. They'd hardly have any charge left in their suit heating coils.
So what's the problem? All you have to do is wait for the weather to clear up and then go out and salvage the suit.
If that's all there is to it. But I'm not so sure. What happened after the recovery room?
I brought him here so that I could explain how the palace worked and so I could write him into the work rosters.
Didn't waste any time, did you?
It's my job, Burke. We couldn't afford to have him sitting in a bunk room and eating the food use without doing something in return, could we?
You seem to manage.
I think that was uncalled
for. Let's stick to the facts, shall we? Come on, Worm. What did you tell Randall?
I'll tell you, Bulstrode. Certain other people don't show enough consideration.
Oh, will you listen to
me? That's what I'm trying to do.
The last thing he could remember was being in his cell at the city.
That same crap about closing down the computer.
It's what he said, that's all I know. Somebody came in and threw a blanket over his head, and the next thing he saw was the inside of the recovery room.
Yeah.
I told him that the Ice Palace is an unguarded prison complex on the ice cap, 1,000 miles from anywhere.
Come on, get on with it.
And that the icebreaker that brought him is our only contact with the city.
Did you explain about the pipelines?
I told him that we were built around an automated power plant, which pumps out a constant level of energy, and that the surplus is drained away as radiant heat through the pipelines on the surface.
Worm, I'm getting bored.
I told him that the level of heat loss is critical, and when the bad weather comes, we have to conserve like hell, or we lose our own heat when the cutout operates.
Mm.
Then the yeast tanks cool down, the yeast dies, and we all starve.
One hell of a cheerful story.
What else are you telling
him? That's most of it. I told him that we spent most of our time maintaining the insulation on the pipeline with the cladding sent out from the city.
Most of our time? Only 24 hours a goddamn day in 3 shifts, that's all.
I told him all that. So what did I do wrong?
We'll tell you later.
What's he doing, Burke? Is he a spy or what?
I don't believe that Central's fallen and the underbelly council have taken over, if that's what you mean.
So how else do you explain him?
He's a spy and Willis spotted it. He unlinked him from the team wire in the blizzard and then went back to finish him off.
And what about Lobo?
Lobo? There's no accounting for that big dumb oaf. He probably got lost all of his own accord.
You think they're all dead?
In this weather? Damn right I do. If we went buried in this place, we'd be dead ourselves. I hope you're right, Burke.
Sure I'm right. You'll see as much when we drag all three of them in by their feet on the next shift. Nobody survives out on the open ice cap in weather like this.
Are you sure this will work, Lobo?
Look, Randall, do you want to talk or dig? Getting good and buried in a foxhole is the only way to survive when it's as bad as this. Believe me, I've done it before.
That should do it. We can sit it out now.
Thanks.
Stopping out here was a damn stupid idea anyway. Why'd you do it?
Wasn't my choice. Willis unclipped me from the team wire and pushed me headfirst into a snowdrift. When I got up, the team had disappeared into the blizzard and their footsteps had all blown over. What about you?
What about me?
Oh, come on. You must know I'm police. The whole damn palace knows I'm police. So why did you turn back?
I don't know. Suppose I must be as stupid as they all say. That idea of yours about there being something at the other end of the pipeline, that made some kind of weird sense. There are plenty of stories around in the palace about lights in the sky and strangers being seen out on the ice. When I saw you were missing from the line, I thought you'd found something and stayed behind.
Oh, I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Oh, I'm sorry as well. You're in big trouble when we get back to the palace now.
We won't have to go back. I still think I'm right, and there's something out there on the ice. As soon as the storm cools down, we'll find out.
Oh, I like that. If it cools down anymore, it'll freeze the goddamn sunlight.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah. What are you staring at?
Nothing. I thought I heard a noise, but I must be wrong.
What kind of noise?
It sounded like footsteps. They couldn't be. I'd never hear them over that wind.
You might if the snow's packed hard enough. Can you hear them now?
No.
Hell, I wonder if they've come out after us.
That's right. They haven't wasted any time. I'm probably mistaken.
Mistaken or not, we'd be stupid to ignore it. I don't want to crawl out and see Berg bearing down on me waving a club.
I wasn't sure.
Listen.
That's it. That's what I thought I heard.
One man. Get him nearer. That doesn't sound like Berg. It's not heavy enough.
It isn't. It's nobody from the palace.
Then who?
I already told you. Where's the snow thinnest?
Why, what are you going to do?
For the sake of my own sanity, I'm going to poke my head out
now. Don't be stupid. You give us away. You can't hope for magical saviors in hell.
Magic, nothing. It's a man, and he came from the other end of the pipe network. I'll try and see where he goes.
Hell, Randall is bad enough already.
The snow's already crusted on the outside. If we don't move soon, we'll be sealed in.
What's it like?
Not too bad. There's a thick mist coming up, though.
You see your savior, man?
I can't see even his tracks. No, wait. Some distance away and not moving. That's why I missed him.
Can he see you?
He's watching the sky, if anything, out in the middle of the open plain. And he's not from the palace.
Here. Let me see.
Yeah, come on. Look, to the right and down slope, where it levels off.
What am I supposed to be looking at?
Single figure, upright on the clear ice.
Yeah, I've got him. Okay, Randall, you're right. I'm a dumb brute. Who is he?
I don't know. Seems to be waiting for something.
And while you're puzzling that one out, maybe you'd like to tell me where all this light's coming from.
What do you mean?
Well, since when did the sun burn under the ice?
Damn it, that's it. A ring of buried flares. That's where the power goes at the height of every storm.
That's getting too damn bright to look. Where does that leave your second ice palace?
No. What's the use of so much buried light in a place like this?
Take your hand off my goddamn arm.
What?
Your goddamn hand, it's burning me.
But I... Look at you. Every hair standing on end.
No! No! What the hell happened?
I don't know. It's like somebody reached over and put a lid on the sky.
I know, but why? Come on, Randall, you're so smart.
I don't know. I saw the underneath of something close overhead and that's all.
Hey. That's what causes the storms. Not the heat from the lousy pipes. Feel that wind. And the soup units are shot, both of them.
How long can we survive without power?
How long does it take a fish to blink?
We've got to move.
Oh, brilliant cop. Where?
I don't know.
What the hell did you lead me into?
I led you nowhere. You followed me.
Oh, you mean you left me a choice?
I'm sorry, Lobo.
No. I'm sorry. May as well admit we're both scared. My suit's losing heat already.
We'll have to go down onto the plain, unless you can think of anything
else. Oh, we may be risking a reception.
But not necessarily a bad one. Like it or not, we're committed. If we try to go back, they'll tear us up.
And if we go on, let's move.
You sure?
I don't care where I go. I'm cold.
I've seen one of those before.
Where?
The old spaceport, where the hospitals are. Except the one I saw was wrecked and broken open. It hadn't flown in 100 years.
Okay, so assume it is an in-system cargo shuttle.
There's no assume about it. You can even read the numbers on the side.
Well, that's not the point. What I'm saying is, why here?
The landing point. Why, don't you see? The ice palace was never designed as a prison. Central just adapted the existing power plant for the landing site. It all makes sense. The computer could only produce solutions to existing problems.
For Central to design the Ice Palace as a prison from scratch, it would first have to define its own problem, which it wasn't capable of doing. You with me?
No, but forget it for now. Where are we going to get warm?
Well, there's the shuttle itself, or there's that open bay at the far end of the field.
Which, then?
I'd go for the bay first. It'll lead to cargo space underground. We don't know how well defended the shuttle might be.
That's a hell of a long way to run across open ice. It's hard enough to stay upright when you walk.
What do you want to do? Stay here and become your own commemorative statue?
Hey, what's one of those?
Oh, forget it. You ready to go?
Jesus, Randall, I'm dying here. What's keeping you going?
I'm the best that Central could make. I was selected at the baby farm and trained until it was impossible to take anything else in. I can outfight, outmove, and outthink any non-elite in the world.
Sounds like you've got a lot to thank the city for.
No, because I was never given the choice to be anything else. Now, come on.
You nearly saw us. That damn wagon came too close for my liking.
I know him. I'm sure of it. No detail I can put my finger on.
Ah, it's probably just another citizen. Worry about it later. Where's the heat?
It's less here than I expected. This isn't a cargo complex, it's just a single warehouse. There'll be more, but they're not opened up.
Ah, it must be true then. Central's fallen and the space trade's reopened.
I don't know what's true and what isn't anymore. Even if they have reopened the trade, it's 30 years to the nearest system. Unless they found a way to beat light speed. And that would take something far more sophisticated than the old shuttle out there on the field. That's got to be 100 years old and pre-central.
So who's using it? And what's this place?
Part of an old dockyard, I guess. The rest will be buried under the ice all round us. One hangar opened and that's it.
Open for what? I mean, how can it help us?
I don't know on both counts. That wagon was loading crates, but don't ask me what's in them.
You want to find out?
Risky. What if he comes back?
Oh, we steal his wagon. I can't do any more walking out there.
Don't much go for the idea of running for the shuttle. We might be picked off before we get near.
Oh, shove the shuttle. We take the wagon back to the ice palace.
You're joking. After the way we left.
Now all that's changed. Now we've got something to trade, something they can't turn down. A way out. Two of us would get picked off, but 60 could storm on board and take it.
So why wasn't that tried with the icebreaker?
It was, and it failed because the boat was shielded against attack. This is just a freighter, you said.
Well, that's all very well, but I mean, people like Berg tend to hit first and save the discussion for the long winter evenings.
You leave Berg to me. I know these people. And if I don't get to some shelter in the next 10 minutes, I shall have had it.
Seems to be decided for us, then. I can hear the wagon coming back.
Well, I'm not fit for much. Let's see how good this elite training really is.
Keep your head down and wait until he's got the last crates loaded. Then, when he's around the other side, we can move forward and get onto the control platform. Unless the controls are complicated, we should be on our way out of the bay before he realizes what's going on.
Well, if he takes a run and catches up.
That's where we measure the value of elite training.
He's done loading.
Now, wait till he's out of sight. Now!
Oh, that was fast. What did you press?
Nothing. There are no controls.
What do you mean?
Well, nothing to start it, nothing to steer it.
Then who's driving?
Nobody. It's automatic. It starts off when you put weight on the control platform.
Oh, and it's taking us straight to that goddamn shuttle.
Alone so far. Now let's get hidden fast.
Hey, Randall, this end crate's half open.
Don't worry about it later. Come on.
Randall, this is important.
So staying alive.
Yeah, but I can see inside, and it's like one of the transport coffins. Willis is in there.
Come on.
Randall, they're stealing men.
Hunter's Moon was written by Steve Gallagher.